Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, one of the things that I am always constantly surprised at is how the Holy Spirit uses people we don't expect to further the kingdom. One of the greatest composers of the late, middle 1700s, was Felix Mendelssohn. Now, Felix Mendelssohn was a nice Jewish boy, okay? His family was Lutheran, and to inherit from his family, he had to become Lutheran. Well, that's a big step when you're Jewish and you got to do that. But he said, okay, studied, and became a staunch Christian. It was Felix Mendelssohn who was given the job at St. Thomas's Church in Leipzig to go up into the attic up there because they had all this sheet music, and they said, if it's not worth anything, get rid of it. And he said, okay. So he gets up there and starts organizing the music, and he found there was a composer up there that had reams of music. And he started looking at this music, and he says, this is the greatest music I've ever seen. Guess who he found? Bill, you can't say. Johann Sebastian Bach. And they were going to throw it away and burn it. So you've got a nice Jewish boy who became Lutheran up in the attic of St. Thomas's Church in Leipzig, going through it and found the music of Johann Sebastian Bach. 100 years on the birth date of Bach, St. Thomas's Church put on a concert of the music of Johann Sebastian Bach. And that's why we have it today. So the Lord and the Holy Spirit works in mysterious ways, doesn't it? Stephen Schwartz. Bet you can't figure out who he is. Was told to write music for a new musical dealing with the passion, the death, and the life of Jesus Christ. All right, now here, I mean, if you're a Jew and you've got to write about Jesus, don't you think that'd be a little difficult? Well, he did. And the musical was called Godspell. How many of you ever heard God? How many of you have seen Godspell? Oh, great musical. Oh, it's fantastic. It starts with the psalm we said today. We plow the field and scatter the good seed on the land, but it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. He sends the snow in winter, the warmth to swell the grain, the breezes and the sunshine, and soft refreshing rain. All good gifts surround us, are sent from heaven above. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord for all his love. Isn't that a wonderful way to start a musical? You know, we look at this kind of stuff, and that's the thing is, if somebody saw Godspell, would anybody know it was written by a Jew? No. So, when we look at what we are talking about today with the parable of the sower, it's one of those things that I think it's so easy to overlook. Now, we've had two themes going on so far this year in the readings. One is the Holy Spirit. And I think it's interesting that finally in the Lutheran Church, we're preaching and teaching about the Holy Spirit. When I was a kid, it was always Jesus, right? Those of you who grew up Lutheran. Who's our daily walk with? Yeah. The Holy Spirit. I mean, when you look at Luther's small catechism, creation, redemption, Sanctification. Creation's done. Redemption is done. We don't go back to the cross every day. Okay? But what we do have every day is that walk with the Holy Spirit in sanctification, to be made holy. And when we're holy, we want to share that good news with people. And that's what this parable is about, is you go out and plant the seed of Jesus Christ in all you meet. Now, I mean, we've all gone out there and thrown grass seed out on the grass, and sometimes it grows, sometimes it doesn't. Okay? Does that mean that grass seed wasn't good? No, of course it was good. Anything we say about Jesus is good. But you never know, because that grass seed might lie dormant for years, decades, and then it takes sprout and grows. When we shared those diamonds, what do these diamonds represent again? Let's not all speak at once. The Holy Spirit, okay? Bill, you haven't been here for this. I'm going to do this, okay? Bill, would you do me a favor and point at the Holy Spirit? But you know, the thing is, you can't see him. So here's what I want to remind you of. Now you can hold out your hand. This represents the Holy Spirit. Now what I want you to do is put this in your pocket, and every time that you touch that, remember the Holy Spirit is always with you. Then, this one is for your other hand, and when you see somebody who needs it, share it with them. Now, what theology did I just teach? None. I just shared the love of God with a friend, didn't I? Okay? But what I just did was plant the seed, didn't I? Okay. If I do, by the way, thank you. You know, one of the things that we forget, any time we serve the Lord like this, is that seed going to sprout? Well, it could. You know, like it, as the parable says, you know, if it fell on rocky ground, it's going to lay there. But the first rain, it might get into the dirt, it might sprout. Okay. Or it falls into good soil, but the soil isn't deep enough to have those roots come out. When the sun comes out, it kills it, right? But the one that falls into the good earth will sprout. But now stop and think. Does it have to sprout for us, or does it sprout for God? It sprouts for God. So it doesn't make any difference where the person you gave that seed ends up going to church, as long as he or she goes to church. You know, and I think that's a different way. Yeah, we want to grow this church. But yet there's a right way and a wrong way, isn't there? If all we're after is warm bodies, are we serving Jesus Christ? No. But if we want to bring people to the love of God and show him that the Holy Spirit is with him and will lead him, guide him, you know, take care of him, are we doing our job? Yeah, I think so too. And I think sometimes we get so involved with the minutiae of religion that we forget the big picture. When I was at the seminary, one of the official viewpoints of the Lutheran Church, doesn't make any flavor, you are, it's a young earth. So the earth was created in 4700 BC, and it was documented by Bishop Usher. I don't buy that at all. Because the argument is, well, what about all the fossils and things like that? I mean, Göbekli Tepe is 12,000 years old. Well, God created that way so we could find it, because it was made in 4700 AD or BC. You know, I'm a Lutheran pastor, but come on, let's use our head. I look at the complexity of the universe that God created. You see what I mean? What we're trying to do is limit God. We can't do that. So Peggy and I went to talk to WAM3, Walter A. Meyer III. We shared our concerns. And he said, all right, let me ask you this. Do you believe that Jesus Christ went to that cross, died on it, gave his blood for us for our salvation and eternal life as heaven? Yeah, that's why I'm here. He said, good, we're all in agreement then. He said, make a note of that. When you get to glory, ask the boss about it. We can get so hung up in the minutiae, we forget what's important. That cross is the same cross in a Baptist church, in an Assemblies of God church, okay, in a Pentecostal church. It's like the old joke, you know, guy goes up to heaven, St. Peter says, well, let me show you around. So they go down. Now, when we're going down this hallway, we've got to be very quiet. And the guy looks at St. Peter and he says, why? He says, this is the aisle that the Lutherans are in, and they think they're the only ones up here, so we've got to be very quiet when we walk by. Now, you could put Southern Baptists in that one. You could put them all. You know, Jeff, what was the one that you grew up in West Virginia? Yeah. But if you didn't go to that church, you were going to hell, right? Yeah, and the thing is, so that means that Jesus is only in that church? No. So when I look at the parable of the sower, as long as that is first and foremost, that seed is always going to fall on good ground, isn't it? I think so too. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this parable today, because this parable is so deep and so full of meaning for all of us. And Lord, we know that when you teach us, we can be a sponge. And when we hear that sponge, then we know that we're going to keep our hearts and minds on both Christ Jesus and the work of the Holy Spirit. Amen.